Well, hello and welcome again to our Fountain of Life Daily Inspirations. Brother Jeff, encouraging you to look to Jesus today and look to the scriptures for answers for life. And the Bible says that we have all that we need in Jesus Christ. Jesus is all you need. It says that he's given us everything we need for life and godliness. And so and great encouragement to be able to wake up in the morning and to seek the Lord and to find him and to know his word is true. I'd like to talk to you on the subject of trials and temptation today. Mostly on the subject of trials. It says here in the book of James, he says, my brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into divers temptations. So here he's speaking to brethren, and he's telling us to be joyful and count it all joy, count it a blessing, when you fall into divers temptations. That's in James chapter 1, verse 2. When was the last time when something went wrong that you count it all joy? Thank you, Lord. Opportunity is coming, Lord. You're going to teach me something. When was the last time you went through a temptation or a hard financial time that you actually thanked God for it and you rejoiced? The Bible does tell us to give thanks for everything and to give thanks in everything. And God works through situations to break us sometimes, to form Christ in us, to give us the experience so that we can have compassion and empathy on other people that are going through things that maybe we've not experienced in the past. These are real things. But he's telling us to count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. Listen, there's no way here he's trying to say, oh, when you get wrapped up in sin and you do wicked things, yeah, you can just say, oh man, thank you God for this sin. No, that's not what it's saying. But the trial, you're not going to get out of trials and tests and temptations in life, but you can get what you're supposed to out of them. You can roll with them by trusting in Jesus, by calling on his name, and you can be delivered. The Bible says that there is no temptation taking you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, and he will with the temptation also make a way of escape that you may be able to bear it. There's nothing wrong with being tempted or tested or tried. The thing is, are you going to pass the test? Are you going to overcome the temptation? The Bible says in James also, it says, blessed is the man that endures the temptation, for when he's tried, he is going to receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love. Another place it says in Romans 15, verse 13, it says, now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace, believing that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. And, you know, that's something we must remember in every test and every trial and every temptation we have. We have a friend that sticks closer than a brother, Jesus Christ, our King. And when he went away, he told his disciples, I'm going to ascend back to the Father. I'm going away. But I will send you a promise. Go and tarry at Jerusalem till you be endued with power on high. And the Holy Ghost, he's going to testify of me. He's going to live in you. He's going to be your comforter. He's going to be your guide, your teacher, your protector, all these things that the Holy Ghost could be. And what a blessing to know that you're not going through one temptation. You're not going through one trial. You're not going through one difficult situation, that God is not in it. He's there to help you. He's there to see you through. He's not there to see you just lose out and besmear the name of God and fail. He's there for your support, for your victory, for your deliverance. and this is what's going to happen. And your joy is going to be full. That's why he said to count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. It says the trying of your faith worketh patience. So praise God. And remember this other verse in the Psalms. There's a beautiful verse that tells us that we are to keep our minds stayed on Him, that He would keep us in perfect peace. And you know, there's not many people in the world that have peace. There's not many Christians sometimes that you see that have the joy and the peace they should have. They fail. They miss it. They don't get it. And I just want to encourage us today that God has made a way for you and I that our joy might be full. Remember the old song we used to sing when we were children? The children love the song, and adults ought to love it too. It says, "The joy of the Lord is my strength." And that's a verse in the scriptures there. It says, "The joy of the Lord shall be your strength." And rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice. So may the Lord give you the victory today over every trial, every temptation, as you let Him walk through it with you, and as you overcome it, and you have a testimony. Remember, you'll never have a testimony without a test. God bless you and keep the faith.